Hi, everyone.
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
I don't think this is a quorum yet, Paolo.
I think pretty much everyone said that they could come. There might have been one person who didn't, but I got
Good.
mostly positive responses.
Great. Hey, Darren.
Hello,
Okay, I think
that's
it was
three of
just
us. Oh.
Phil, it was just Philip who said he won't be able to join the meeting today.
Guys, I'm going to sign off and try and jump on with my computer instead of my phone.
Okay.
Figure out how to do that.
Desiree, I didn't see an agenda for this. Did you send one out? Am I muted?
Sorry, I think I was muted. So yes, I did send that out, or at least a link to it, but I will post it here as well. And just so you know, Paolo, with Jason's departure, we don't yet have the, and I was out last week, we don't have the April 13th legal action report ready, so we'll have to do that at the next meeting.
I think we have quorum now.
Yeah, sorry about that, everybody. I'm here.
All good.
Hope is here.
Should we
Hi,
start?
Nora.
Yes, whenever you're ready.
Okay. So we're going to call to order the meeting, Barrio Histórico, Historic Zone Advisory Board meeting for June 8th, 2026. We'll do a call to order. Philip is not here. Darren,
Here.
Paolo here. Hope,
Here.
Mitch, not here. Steven,
Here.
and then Mauro. Mauro, you're muted.
I am here. I know. I was trying to get it off mute.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the board, Mauro. We're excited to have you on.
Thanks.
Welcome.
I'm excited to be here. Yeah,
Well,
welcome.
do you mind giving us just a little bit of background on yourself?
Yeah, I have for most of my career, it's 30 some years in hospitality as a mostly as a general manager at hotels or a corporate rep. But most recently, in the last 10 years or so, board member with the Tucson Presidio Trust, a board member with Los Descendientes, the Anza Trail Foundation, have my own business doing walking tours. And then I'm also a seventh generation Tucsonense. Right now I am working at the Presidio. I'm out of hotels. Hopefully I can stay out of them. I don't want to go back in, but the money is definitely better. So.
Yeah. So maybe we should just introduce ourselves to Mauro, if you guys don't mind. My name's Paolo DiLorenzo. I've been living in the neighborhood since on and off since 2000. I've built a couple houses in the neighborhood. I'm a developer, contractor, and we run a concrete company. And I have been on the board since I think November of 2019. So I'm going into my second term right now, and I've enjoyed the whole time pretty much. So. Stephen.
Sure, yeah. I live on Simpson Street, just kind of a few houses west of Stone, actually right next door to Darren, and
True.
moved down to the neighborhood in 1978, served on the board for two terms in the 80s and 90s, and as did my wife, kind of not at the same time as me, but anyway, we spent a lot of time on the board. And yeah, just it's the neighborhood's a lot different now, but it's still a real neighborhood. And so it's lovely, been a lovely experience.
Darren?
My name is Darren Clark. I'm an interior designer, and I've lived in the neighborhood on and off since 1996. So it's radical to see the growth and change in this. It's kind of shocking at times.
Hope.
Hi, Mauro. I'm Hope Hennessy. I also live in the neighborhood on Convent Avenue. My work is unrelated. I work in public media, but I was looking for a way to contribute because I love the neighborhood too. So I joined the board.
And where do I know you from, Hope?
Don't know, maybe the street. I think
Maybe, yeah.
you walked by my house with your people.
Probably that, yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
And Mauro, we're missing two other board members of Philip Naher. He's an architect who lives on Convent, and a Mitch Mikowiak. He's also an architect, and he lives over on 17th and El Hoyo. And Philip was not going to be here today. Mitch, you didn't hear anything, Desiree?
I don't know, not for Mitch. I did
Okay.
hear from Philip that he had a conflict, won't be able to join.
Okay. Cool. So, Mauro, welcome on.
Thank
So
you.
we
I feel
don't.
like I know everybody. I've watched a few of the meetings on YouTube.
Ah.
So.
So we don't have meeting minutes to approve, Desiree, correct?
Yes, so I apologize for that. We do have a draft here, but they were not posted, so you all haven't had a chance to look at them. But I'll get them posted, and then you'll have plenty of time to review before the next meeting. But yeah, we had a staff, Jason Lilienthal, who was staffing this committee, is no longer working for the city. His last day was a few weeks ago, and then we had some kind of unexpected. I was out unexpectedly, and so we're just a little behind. So I do apologize for that, but I'll get it posted. And hopefully you all can approve it during your next meeting.
Okay, do we have a call to the audience?
I have not received any comments or requests to comment.
Okay. So basically, our meeting today is just to do an update on the design guidelines. Mauro, just a little bit of background. We've been working on these for a very long time, and we're kind of at a point where we thought we were finished, but there's more work to do. So that's what the meeting is for today. I don't know if Desiree, you want to go over with what the plan of action is, or Hope?
Yeah, I can go over it and then Hope maybe you can go after me if you'd like. I wanted to kind of provide some background on, the design guideline adoption process, and because we just recently went through this with the Fort Lowell design guidelines, and there are other neighborhoods also working on their draft design guidelines. And typically, a project like this, it's a very big project. There might be one, maybe two a year. In ideal situations, we have support, right, from consultants or significant staff support or fellows or interns or something helping on this. So I just want to commend the board for all the work that they've done as volunteers. It's really amazing. All the work and the hours and the time that you all have put into it. So I want to first just acknowledge that. But generally speaking, how these design guidelines would get adopted, there is currently no formal process outlined in our land use code in the UDC. But these are referenced in the technical standards manual, and they're all also referenced in the UDC. But basically, it just says new HPZ has to have design guidelines when they're established, and that's really all it says. But since in the TSM, the typical kind of path of approval for something in the technical standards manual, it's ultimately a city manager approval. So that's what, at the end of the day, we're hoping to get a city manager approval. The PDSD director would be making a recommendation to the city manager. But before that, there's a series of kind of internal, review processes. So first, the advisory board would vote at a point where the design guidelines are ready, but it would first need to go through publicly noticed meetings, so that the neighborhood, right, has an opportunity to view these, know that this project is happening, to review the draft materials. And so we would want to do some outreach. We might consider even a mailing or some other notification to allow for the neighborhood to know that this is happening. Once the advisory board gets to a point where it's ready to approve, their or recommend approval of their design guidelines, that would be you all making a recommendation. It would then go to the plans review subcommittee of the Tucson Pima County Historical Commission. They would complete their review. Provide any comments. From what I've seen, they usually have comments for the draft. And then once those comments are accepted, the guidelines would be forwarded to the City Development Review Committee and the PDSD director for recommendation. I should say, in the background, we staff has been with these other design review guidelines or design guidelines. Staff has provides recommendations, right? We review it, we ensure that everything is consistent with our existing standards, Secretary of the Interior standards, other standards in our land use manual in the UDC, TSM. We also meet with our city attorney's office to go over any, so they have an opportunity to ensure that this meets, this is all legal. So we've done that with several other boards, including Fort Lowell, including West University. And Fort Lowell was the one that was most recently approved. I think they had like 13 drafts, but they were finally adopted. And we did have a conversation with them about, potentially revisiting the draft to add visual aids, because right now it's basically all text. Ideally, design guidelines will have visual aids. Fort Lowell board decided to just move forward with what they have, no visual aids, but maybe come back, revisit that later and add some of that visual assistance later. West University is very close to finalizing theirs. They did get a grant to hire a graphic designer to put their guidelines into a more polished, format with, I think they have some visual aids and theirs already in their original guidelines anyhow, but just to kind of give it a refresh and make it look nice and readable. And then Armory Park, theirs is basically at a standstill. So they got to a point where they shared it with the Plans Review Subcommittee or PRS. PRS did not recommend that it move forward at that point. They had, I guess, significant comments. And so it's still kind of at that standstill. So I wanted to just provide that background and context kind of for, my comments on the Barrio Histórico draft. So again, I commend the whole committee for work, for all of their work, hard work on this. There's a lot of good content here. I will say that it is a lot of text. And I think sometimes less is more. Like, we have to keep in mind the audience is going to be mostly homeowners, right? And folks like yourself, and even staff, right? So, but particularly for the homeowners who are not well versed in all of this, having very clear, concise guidance is going to be really important, right? Most of the time, applicants coming to us are doing pretty simple work like, a roof or windows or, alterations versus, big developers, right? Like in Barrio Histórico, we don't have too much of that. There are some new construction that comes through, but for the most part, they're people who are like either doing the work themselves or maybe hiring, a draftsperson, or a local architect. Again, ideally, design guidelines typically include images, examples of what to do, examples of what not to do. The examples can include, or the visual aids can include photos, drawings, other visual exhibits to illustrate the main points. I've also provided some recommended edits to the first half of the document, which kind of is the background, so like the historical context, the process, and just main requirements for the application, mainly to try to condense it and organize it to be just very as clear as possible. I have not yet completed my in-depth review of the specific proposed design review criteria. I'm still working my way through that, but I will provide that. I'm hoping to have that by the end of this month. So, kind of where we are now, I mentioned this to Paolo and to Hope, who was helping kind of lead this effort, at least more recently, as I know this has been a multi-year effort with by many people. But I wanted to propose an idea and an opportunity with you all. So I would like to work with you to seek some funding to hire a professional to help complete this, taking the content, putting it into a readable format, adding visual aids, working with the board and with staff to ensure that it meets the SOI professional standards, and that it maintains, all your original intent. So I do have a specific grant in mind to apply for. The timing would, so it would be due October 1st, and so the project wouldn't start until January of 2027. So I know that the timing could be, a question. At the same time, we could work, concurrently, kind of through the comments that I have. You can even get feedback from PRS at this point. We can still get feedback from, the city attorney's office, kind of work through these steps on the content, while also, having kind of this possibility, in the back burner, so that next year we could, work on kind of taking it to the next level, right? And so this grant, I will probably apply for it regardless whether it's this project or a different project, but this is kind of my top choice that I'm proposing. I think, you know, this is a great opportunity. It's a smaller grant. So I think it would be a good fit. And this neighborhood being, you know, of national significance, I think this neighborhood deserves a really, you know, the nicest, the best that we can do. So that's my pitch. I also have some examples of design guidelines to look at that have visual aids just to kind of illustrate what I'm talking about. But maybe I'll hand it over to Hope, and then if you'll, you know, have some thoughts too.
Well, I'll just add my opinions in response to that. Yes, we have high standards and we want our guidelines to be excellent and usable and clear and all of that. I'm concerned about waiting a year plus. I feel like our current guidelines make us vulnerable. I mean, it's true we don't have any big projects we're reviewing, but that could change. And we've come so far. So that's my sort of feeling about it. And I wonder if there is an interim solution. First of all, if there is an example of like the ideal set of guidelines format wise, I think we could use that and get started on reformatting and identifying what the visual aids, what the needed visual aids. Like, I don't know if you're talking, Desiree, about like 10 examples in different sections. Is it more like an example for everyone? You know, I don't know what that looks like.
So what are the, sorry, Hope, keep going. I'll save it.
Well, okay, so then I'm going to say something out loud that might feel horrible to everybody. So Desiree, if you've taken the sort of descriptive part and kind of aligned that with other descriptions, like we want to match the whatever that is, the National Historic Register application, all of that, like that feels like a big piece that I certainly couldn't have contributed to. What if we, okay, then you can like kick me out. What if we took the rest of it and asked AI to clean it up for us
There you go.
and see what it looks like? And we could even put in a perfect example and ask it to model it on that and just try it.
Hope, I think that's genius. I think we should try that as a first step.
Desiree, what are the, just so we are clear on our deficiencies, what are the issues? Is it matching, is it supplying visual aids for particular, conditions or situations? Is that all it is, or are we just, is our verbiage like too kind of scattershot, or what?
So some of the comments I had, I actually provided recommended edits for already. So that's what Hope was referring to. Like the first part of the document, I would say is good. I edit it, so I'm happy with it, obviously. But we can get more, you know, PRS will want to review it and others. But really the issue, I think there was just repetition and it wasn't concise. It was very obvious to me as a reader that there were multiple authors, people using different verbiage, different, you know, words for the same type of thing, that type of thing. There was just a lot. It was overwhelming and kind of stressful, honestly, to read. I mean, you all have read it, right? So it's a lot. And I don't think it needs, I think you can say what you need to say without all of that. So I try to just put it to condense it to the bare bones without omitting the actual, you know, point that was trying to be made. So we'll have the opportunity to review that part. And then the second piece I would say is the actual standards. I do still need to go through them with a fine-tooth comb. That's often where we kind of get into the weeds of like having to just make sure everything fits, make sure everything in there is okay. Because sometimes with this design guidelines, they can kind of veer into almost like HOA type of things. Like we need to make sure we legally have the ability to defend what we're saying in those. And so that's where it can take a little bit more time. And I haven't gotten to that point yet. That's where we bring the city attorney's office just to double check, is all of this okay? So that's the part that we'll need to check, but we can do that simultaneously, right? Like we can move forward with that over the next few weeks. So I would say those are the main issues. The Historic Landscape Subcommittee, which is a subcommittee of the commission, also had a chance to review these the draft guidelines. They added quite significant text, and I don't recall if you all have seen that or not. That might have been.
I sat with them in a meeting.
Okay.
I don't remember it being that much. I wonder if they took another pass at it.
Okay. So we can, look at that, but we'll have to also look at that with kind of similarly, just with the fine tooth comb.
Does
So
right
yeah, I
now.
mean that's yeah, go ahead.
Can I just add, like, just to put it into scale, when you talk about Armory Park and Fort Lowell, like, what's this? How many pages are there? Are there documents that they're generating versus, like, where are we at? Just to give some scale reference.
I do know that Fort Lewis was quite long. They had some appendices, and so it might have been 70 pages. I can look it
Okay.
up, actually. And then I also have an example from an NPZ, which is not an HPZ, but I think it has, it can show.
So it sounds like we're just bad writers. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, I think there were a lot of writers, and that was maybe the issue.
That is
See.
very true.
Okay. One second. Oh, actually, is that right? So Fort Lowell's was 26 pages, actually. Okay, I'm going to share my screen. So Fort Lowell, like I mentioned, we did talk to them about the idea of adding in some images. They were interested. They were anxious to move this forward. But they did have, they have a few figures. So yeah, it was 26 pages. So I mean, a lot of this, we just went through this. A lot of this can be utilized, and there's no sense in reinventing the wheel, like the
Sure.
background stuff. Development zone, all that type of thing.
So then is the question then, are we putting out some kind of abbreviated? Are we pushing something through, trying to get something done, or are we going the long road and making this as beautiful as possible?
Sorry, was I not sharing my
Both.
screen?
There
There it is.
Okay. So yeah, this was Fort Lowell. I thought I was sharing it with you and I wasn't. So it's 26 pages.
With large graphics.
Yeah, with a few graphics.
So Desiree, are you saying that you wish this one hadn't gone through and had taken the time to be more, I don't know, streamlined or based on a model that you think is excellent?
I think with this one, they were farther along in the process, or we staff had already done multiple reviews. PRS had already done, I think, at least one, if not, I think they did a total of two reviews. So they were really close. And so I think it made sense for them to do what they did, whereas, get it move it forward with the idea that they would come back at a future time to do like the visual aids. I think you all are not as far along in that process, and so that's partly why I'm suggesting, I think, now could be a good time to look at hiring someone. Here's an example from Rincon Heights Pye Allen. So they're, like I said, an NPZ, but similar, type of format. And I'll just show you. Having.
I mean, what if we took the chance? Like, what if we experimented? And you said you're going to apply for the grant anyway, but what if us, or a few of us, took it on? Like, okay, here's the good model. Let's reformat ours with the help of AI and see what we come up with. I mean, we have nothing to lose by doing that. Like, if you love this one, for example, we can use it as our model.
And do you love this one, Desiree?
Yeah, I think this is a good one. And I can share, I mean, we can look at other models too and see what you all like. But I think this is a good one and it's a local example
Desiree,
person.
what model? So this does look really, cohesive and professional and clear, like the images are, seem really pertinent and things like that. I'm just kind of looking at it, quickly here. But why does it, how did they get a nice instrument like this?
I think that they paid for it. You know, they found funding. But most of these types of things are grant funded, in general. Unfortunately, the city of Tucson, we don't have a lot of funding for like just to give for these types of projects. But sometimes the neighborhood association will have funds. I think that's how West University is doing theirs. It's like the neighborhood association has small grants. So yeah, mostly. But see how they have like preferred and then avoid. I think just the visual aids do help, you know, paint a picture for people. They also had, let's see, with, oh, maybe it's the other one. Hold on, I have one more example.
Also, w are we allowed to refer to our draft in a decision to show intent?
No, I don't think so.
So, I
Yeah, I
mean,
don't think so.
so on what basis are we supposed to be making decisions now?
Secretary of the Interior Standards, UDC, TSM, any existing design guidelines. Let's see.
Yeah, like the brochure that we have. I call it a brochure. It's a very short little
That little kind of sepia tone.
bold, bold. Yeah.
There's a lot of a lot of gaps there.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Stephen. That's why I'm worried about letting this go for a whole other year.
If we d I love the idea of, I hate AI, but and so how would we approach that, just for any of you that know how to use AI? I mean, I'm in the dark, but could we, I'd hate to feed the whole document all at once into an AI kind of process, just because then we'd have to like really go through and make sure. I mean, it'd be a lot for us to check. Could we do it in small sections? I mean, I know that there's some redundancy from one section to another, so that's a problem. But what's possible in terms of using AI in p you know for pieces of it to kind of make sure we're not making letting it make mistakes?
Is anyone on this call really good at AI?
No.
I
I think if you
mean,
feed it through in pieces, then they become, they're not really conjoined. I think you do want to run the whole thing through at once, just see what happens, and we could take
and
the
you can.
time to
But I think we could start with a section as an example,
Yeah,
and
as
just
an
like,
example.
you know, that we could feed it in and see what it came out with. We'll just focus on text to start and just see. And we'll be able to do a side-by-side comparison so that we won't lose anything.
Yes.
And it may be disastrous. It shouldn't be. You know, what would the problem? It would be about It would be all about concise and avoiding repetition and concise language, but not removing anything. Like we
Yeah,
can say all those things to it.
I think we'll be pleasantly surprised if you run it through. I mean, it's not gonna cost us anything to try it.
And it won't eradicate our previous draft. So it there's it.
So
It would be an ex
sorry, hope you just got muted.
Oh, just that it would be an experiment. That's all.
Yeah. And Desiree, this Colonia Solana Westland, what is it, management or resources that wrote this one for Colonia Solana?
Yeah, so I will say this is a draft. Colonial Solana was considering becoming an HPZ or trying to become an HPZ. They're a National Register listed district. So this is just to show you all. But it was prepared by Westland Resources.
Is that the same one you suggested when we met with Hope?
That's one that, because of this example, they also, the other one was Logan Simpson. But most, preservation consultants are going to likely have experience doing this. We probably just want to get some examples. If we're looking, if you do want to go that route, we can look at different
Get a proposal.
firms.
And who wrote the Pi Allen and Rincon Heights one? Does that say on theirs?
That was Logan Simpson.
Are they local?
Most of them are local or have, are they Arizona, like they work statewide or regionally.
And remind us what the grant timeline would be.
So the application opens July 1st, closes October 1st, and then we would know by the end of the year of the decision. And this is just one grant. I mean, there could be other grants we apply for as well, but this one is the Southwestern Foundation for Preservation Education.
How
I
much
haven't
is it
heard.
for?
So it would be somewhere between seven, so 7,500 to like 1,200,
Thousand.
1,000.
12,000. Yeah.
Yeah. Or 12,000, sorry. Yeah.
So would it make sense to like just dip our big toe into AI while we're applying for a grant?
Love that fight. I love it, Stephen.
I do too.
Great suggestion. Desiree, I have a question. Are there any stipulations around s us meeting and talking about these guidelines in subsets of our board?
No. So if, as long as you don't have a quorum, like if you have a subcommittee, that's less than a quorum. So what is that? Would
We
that
need
be maybe?
four for a quorum now, I believe.
Okay. So if it's three or less,
Fearless.
that you could meet outside of this. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Well, I
So do
mean,
we?
I'm game for trying it. Like I will do the if unless someone I mean it's not
I'm
very
game.
comforting that I'm the
Let's do
one
it.
who would start this because I am not an AI person, but I did take a little class and I
It's
couldn't I
just,
don't think it's that complicated. That's
it's
the thing. We
not,
are not really
it
asking for it.
isn't. No.
It's
It's just a draft. It's just a
well,
draft.
Mauro, do you yeah.
I've
It's a
used
draft
it for
so I guess what I
consideration.
would Yeah.
Sorry. No, I've used it quite
So,
a bit. It's gotten even in the last few months, I mean, every day it gets better and better and more user-friendly and more intuitive. So yeah, it's a, you used to have to give it a lot of
yeah.
descriptions and a lot more input. Now, I mean, it's pulling information it didn't used to pull. The stuff it puts out is way better, and that's as a novice. So,
Yeah, and we're asking for it to work with what we have. We're actually not going to rely on it to make suggestions for our guidelines. At least that's how I, because I don't know as we've missed anything. I think it's more that there's too much in there. So,
yeah, it'll definitely
I mean,
create
if you
cohesion
want.
between the document. Yeah. So for visual aids, so it sounds like we're deficient in, we need more visual aids, correct, Desiree?
Yes, that's what I would recommend. Like I
Okay.
said, there have been others that have only used text. It's not ideal.
More than our five line drawings, Desiree? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes. And
Okay.
Jason did actually take some photos that I can share with you in the barrio. And maybe
Yeah.
we'll have some
Okay.
too. I don't know, Mauro, if you take photos on your tours, but
Well, yeah.
um,
Oh
but
yeah, Mauro, you might.
yeah. Examples of but that could also be something that you if you all want to undertake, examples of good examples of doors, bad examples of doors, etc.
So
Do
we
you
would
get in
need.
trouble for putting in a bad example of a door in these guidelines or
I
architecture?
just wouldn't want to put like an address to, make anyone feel bad,
I know, but they still everyone's going to know which house it is. I don't know if that opens you up to legal
you're
problems.
not saying it's ugly. You're just saying
No.
it's not,
Avoid. Avoid.
which means, AKA, don't do it ugly.
Well, what I'm wondering is, do we do, do that? That's not something we would depend on AI for. We would
No.
provide photo, photographs or whatever images.
Although in
Honestly,
that colonial
AI will do
Solana,
that for you. It
what's
will.
that,
You can put
Mauro?
in a picture. AI will do it for you. You can put in a picture and go make this unrecognizable, but highlight these points.
Like a sketch, turn a photo into a sketch, something like that
Or
too.
into a realistic photo, but not the house that's actually there. I mean, you can make it, it'll do that. It'll do anything you want
Don't, you're gonna scare Steven. I'm
it
joking. No.
to.
I liked the little line drawings in that Colonial Solana one. I thought those were
No,
good
the line
symbols,
drawings
maybe just
are
symbolic.
nice too.
Yeah. Desiree, I think you need to give this group another chance.
Okay,
Okay.
so let's come up with a plan with this second chance here. How are we going to approach this?
We're going to meet and have an AI meeting for whoever's feeling adventurous.
It's only three of us, though.
Only three
Yeah.
of us. So Hope and I are looking for a third.
I can do it, or Mauro, Steven, if you guys want to.
My time situation is a little dicey right now, but I'd love to do it, but I'm worried about my commitment.
It's fine. Mauro, do you
I'd
want
be
to?
happy to, yeah.
Okay, so Mauro, Darren, and Hope.
Sorry, Hope, I didn't mean to speak for you, but that's what you said earlier, so.
No, I've put myself in the.
Yeah.
So here's what I would do. I would probably ask Desiree, I'd ask you to send me the latest version of the document. I would not mess with your section that you've been working on, and I would just take the I can't remember. I'd take the first one section of our how to, like the I don't know, streetscape or something. I'd come up with something and I would just do an experiment. And I'd share it with Mauro and Darren, and then we would just see if we think it's worth presenting. And I also think we could maybe identify in that section where we would want visual aids. And then I think we could come back to the bigger group and make assignments. Like Stephen, you might say, oh, I'd love to tackle sat windows proportions or something. And you could grab a couple photos. Someone else might want to take on something else. I'm not assigning you, I'm just saying that could be a possible process, is so everyone's involved
And Desiree,
somehow.
I take it you have some comments from staff and that we could draw from too, critiques so far or no?
Yeah, so on the design review standards portion, I still need to look at those. So if we wanted to talk about timeline, I can. Let's see. By June 26th, I can try to have.
Do you even want to look at them before we try it again?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you could work on them and then I could look on that at the next draft if you want to get started.
Yeah.
And could
We
I?
might do this and it's a disaster. I doubt it will be, but it may we may decide to abandon it after the first section, but hopefully not. And then you'd be working with a more concise version.
Okay, we could do that. Yeah.
I'd like to say the quiet part out loud.
Please.
I feel like there's a lot of tension around the fact that we don't have design guidelines that we believe in and want to enforce. So maybe going forward, we just actually think about touching base during our monthly meetings and addressing this agenda as a standing agenda kind of situation where we just go forward and keep on putting a little heat on it and movement and just to check in and think of it that way rather than be like, oh, we don't have any reviews, so I'll see you next month maybe.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, me too. Great idea.
Mario, I
So
don't believe we have your contact. Or do we have Mario's contact? Has that been shared? Desiree?
I can help coordinate the communications, or the
That
maybe
would
the
be
next
great.
meeting.
Just so that way we can touch base on our little AI subcommittee and make some plans and go forward with that.
And I'll put it in the chat as well before the call's
Great.
done.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
So this is
But just
exciting. But theoretically, we'll have something to look at. I mean, theoretically, because AI is really quick, right?
we're almost
It's
done,
going to
Steve.
be
We're
shocking.
almost done.
But like,
But is
make
it true, Desiree, that the three of us will come up with, do this experiment, review it together, identify visual aids that are needed, et cetera, and we can't share that with this larger group until the next meeting?
Yeah, we should have
We can
it.
send it to you.
Yes, and then I can post it
Okay.
and we can
Okay.
have it in the next meeting.
Great.
Yeah, we'll set your expectations low and we'll meet them.
Sure,
It'll be great. Awesome. So it sounds
need
like
a
we have
vote?
a
Do we need a
plan.
vote on this, or is that just we can just keep going forward?
Think
Okay.
so.
So Desiree, you're going to send me the current guidelines, messy and all. And then also, if you don't mind sending a couple of examples that are good models, even if they're not Tucson, it sounds like we have a couple, but just something that we can have as a reference and inspiration.
Yes, I'll do that.
Can you CC me as well, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure, and I'm out.
Okay. Thank you, Hope, Darren, and Mauro.
Okay.
Great. Fingers crossed.
Thank you all. And then maybe at the next meeting, we can just touch base, see if you still want to look at the grant. But if not, that's fine too.
Well, let's think about the grant for the visuals because those visuals are so beautiful, and also the formatting. Like, I mean, I can muddle through graphic design, but it'd be great to have an actual graphic designer. So, I mean, we don't have to
Well,
go.
that's true. Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah. I mean, I
let's
think we
think
can do
about,
both concurrently.
yeah. So,
Could
I mean,
we
I
do,
would.
like, say we got it together? Sorry, Darren.
No. I'm just saying, like. Also, all avenues forward, go.
So I was gonna say, what if we were really pleasantly surprised and I got, like, we did one section and we all felt good about it, and then we could go through the next nine. I'm making that number up. Really, within a month after that, and we had guidelines, written guidelines that were we felt really good about. You could take them, Desiree, and start the official process without having to do editing, right? It's just more like reviewing. We could get them approved. Could we just use that grant for the have take our approved guidelines and have it for formatting? And then what I really would love to do is to get funding for an awareness campaign about it. Is that the grant possibility?
Yeah, I think we could look at that possibility.
That would be fantastic.
Okay.
We'd have an improved kind of a rough version. Rough isn't the right word, but then
Visually rough.
yeah, so then but the
Preliminary.
thing we could use, and then it'd get dolled up and like more accessible and formatted really cool and all that.
Yeah. I think the fact that it's a city manager approval process, I mean, there are quite a few steps, but if the revisions are so minor, we would just explain that and put it back through that approval process if we needed to. I don't see that as a big push or burden.
Love this.
Awesome.
Okay, I mean, if no one's building and doing alterations in the neighborhood, we might as well work on this.
Yeah, we've seen a slowdown really across the board just in the city. It's been a little slower. I think things are so expensive, so there's not as much happening, but keep you posted if we get some projects coming through to review.
All right, thank you.
So, do we need a motion to adjourn?
I just ran that through ChatGPT, and you're going to be amazed at what you come up with.
Done.
It sends out photos of the different buildings and everything. What an unbelievable thing.
Gonna be out of a job soon. That's
No.
nice.
Yeah,
No.
it'll do pictures. It'll do everything.
Oh yeah, there are photos on this and line drawings, and it's very
What'd you put in? What'd you
I
put
well,
in?
what did I write in? So I wrote so I said create historic guidelines for Barrio Historico Tucson, Arizona, and then it came up below is a draft set of historic design guidelines which has the city of Tucson symbol on there. So I don't know if that's the original guidelines, Desiree. And then to that one, I wrote, please expand on these guidelines with photos and more in-depth consistency. And then it's something really kind of cool came up.
Wow.
Well, you got to kind of be careful because Meyer Street photos are on here on south of 18th. So that's not in the district, but. I think we can probably try working with this, and it might be pleasantly surprising.
Okay.
We'll look forward to see what you guys come up with, and yeah, we'll still review it. Of course, PRS will review it. We'll still make sure everything, meets all the standards, but
Yeah.
open to seeing what the possibilities are. So,
Okay.
all right. And then I guess the next, I didn't have any other staff updates. I already mentioned, I think Jason is no longer here. So, myself and or Michael Taku will be staffing the meetings moving
But you did
forward
say
for
you
now.
guys are hiring, right? Are you looking for another?
Yes. And we're going to likely post that job this week, so that's the good news. It's moving pretty quickly.
Cool.
Good. For your sake.
Yes.
Okay,
But that's all I have.
let's just do an adjournment.
I'll move we adjourn.
We have a second.
I'll second.
Hope seconds. All in favor. Paolo, yes. Stephen,
Yes.
Mauro,
Yes.
yes. Darren, yes. Hope, yes.
Yes.
Okay, guys, thank you very much. And I guess we'll talk in July.
Sounds
Yeah,
good.
sounds good.
Thanks,
Good. Thank
Everybody.
you.
Thank you all.
Bye.
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 Bye.